I'd like to tell you a story that illustrates everyone that was born in this whole world. The name of this story is The Story of the Child Who Left Home. Just imagine that a child was living in a very comfortable home with an amazing parents. His food was always provided for him, and his school was always there for him to attend. Yet one day he wandered away and could no longer find his way back home. Now here the child is symbolic of identification with the mind and the body, and is symbolic of living his true nature. So he ended up in the different bazaars where different merchants were trading goods and conducting their businesses. Because of this, he became street smart and had to do all he could to survive on his own, which became harder and harder. He did not know any other life. And after a while, he just said to himself, "This is my life." One day, he was sitting there in the corner of the bazaar, and he was so tired of fighting to just get a morsel of bread to eat. And then a person came up to him and asked, "Are you so-and-so? Follow me. I know where your home is." The child responded, "What home?" That person told him, "Just follow me. I will show you your real home." And the child went with her. The way back home is not any easier than the way that he took when he left home. Nothing that he would do would be acceptable to his guide, who is leading him back home. The child's behavior had become so twisted through this journey away from home. The guide had to teach him so many things all over again before he could get home. Otherwise, he would not recognize his parents. Now here, parents are symbolic of who the child really is, meaning God. Unless he was reformed and unless he could drop the entity that was made during his journey away from home, the entity that he now calls me and mine. Now, we can ask, whose fault is it that the child walked away and got lost? Was it the fault of the parents or the child or the circumstances? No, it was nobody's fault. The child innocently walked out, meaning was born, and wandered away from home. That is all. It just happened. Now, whose fault is it? Who was selfish? Who did this and that? He had to survive and forgot that there is a place awaiting him and that his parents are looking for him. This is the agony of God. In order to survive, he had to develop lying, selfishness, maybe even kill for what he needed it. But then again, whose fault is it? If it is even anyone's fault. In the story, the child in the bazaar was just fed up with all the concept and numerous things he had to believe in order to survive, which caused him immense pain and suffering. Therefore, he sat in the corner in despondency, and the guide showed up and asked, "What are you doing here?" On the journey back home, a lot of things had happened between the child and the guide. The child had to be untwisted. The guide had to show the child where his real home is, how to eliminate his new identification with the body and mind, how to empty his mind from all the clutter during his journey in the bazaar. By showing him the right way, the guide had to allow the child to experience silence, okayness, and the child's own grandeur. So by the time they were close to home, the child was ready to embrace and realize his natural state and find his peace and his eternal existence. By the time the guide put his hand back in his parents, referring to the natural state, stillness, emptiness of the mind's hand, it was as if there was never any distance. The parents could not recognize their own child. They knew each other. The lies were gone. The selfishness was gone. The false identification was gone. He just sat at home in his heart and lived happily ever after.
In a way, back home, the guide does many, many things. First, he consoles the seeker. He gives tremendous love and attention and acceptance. Then it gives a tool how to process way back home. And the way back home has the same scenery, but the only thing that is different, the scenery is the same, the situations are the same, is the child that is changing. It's not that the bazaar in a way back is changing. So then the guide gives the child tools and encouragement, and then some correction and some wisdom and comfort, so that the child has a chance to undo, unlearn, in a way back home. Now, the same bazaar that he felt lost and afraid is going back with more confidence, more equanimity, but it still sees it all. And sometimes he even might, well, definitely, he will leave his guide behind and decide that he wants to taste the life he had and go into the bazaar and do some more buying and selling. At that time, the guide stands in the same place that he left and just watches him. And then soon enough, he's looking back again to where he left. So this process happens where the child has such a habitual wandering addiction that in the way back home, it deviates from where it was holding hand and then comes back. But as closer to you get to your home, the less wondering you should allow yourself to have. In the beginning, the guide has a lot of patience because he'd understand that the child needs a lot of patience to drop it. As once you get to a very close to seeing your parents, the guide becomes a little bit more stern, helping the child to be able to drop the last. But at the same time, there's always a guidance how to apply it. There has to be always application of it. Wisdom is incredibly inspirational, but without a ways to apply it, it stays in the mind and becomes a memory. Now, birth is when you leave home. It's not like you're born and then little by little you go out into the bazaar. The fact that you come out of your mother's body and cry, you left home. And the bazaar starts. So going back home, when you get home, you realize you were never born. And this was just a trick of the mind. It's really beautiful when he unfolds little by little.